Hey, ECHL fans, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Step into the action with ECHL Ice Level, your front row seat to all things ECHL. Experience the thrill of the game through player interviews and insider updates on the league. Hello, everyone. My name is Amanda Arrowsmith.
And I'm Joe Babick. We are your ECHL Ice Level hosts.
We'll be dropping a new episode every Thursday throughout the season at 12 p.m. Eastern. You can expect to hear from players, coaches, and staff within the league.
And a fun episode today, we have Aaron Luchuk from the Orlando Solar Bears joining us. They've been on a great run here since the start of January, only two regulation losses, playing a lot of overtime games, which can be fun and stressful as well. But it'll be fun to talk to Aaron and get to know him and what's been going well for the Solar Bears. And we were just talking, Amanda, counting this weekend, only nine weekends left in the regular season. So hard
That's
to believe,
crazy.
The playoffs will be here before we know it.
Yeah, here at the standing, you know, this is when things start to shake out. You never know what could happen within the last few weeks, but it's crazy to think that we only have 9 weeks left.
Yeah, it'll be a fun time of year here. Playoff race is heating up, so a lot of competitive hockey out there. So if you're not going to games in person, of course, you can watch those on flowhockey.tv. But without further ado, let's bring on Aaron and learn about him and the Solar Bears. All right, Aaron, we thank you for joining us today on our ECHL Ice Level podcast. The team's been rolling right along here since the start of January, 13-2-3. What's been some of the keys to this surge here in the last 6 weeks?
Yeah, I think a lot of things kind of came together at the right time for us as a group. I think before this stretch kind of happened, we were losing a lot of games we probably deserve better fates in. So obviously we're happy with the stretch we're on right now. I think it's kind of about maintaining going into the stretch run. And yeah, kind of more of the same. And it's kind of cliche, but you know, I don't think there's any one part of our game right now that's struggling more than the next. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun the past couple months here playing, and yeah, hopefully something we can continue going into it.
So a few weeks ago in January, you were listed on the 2025 All-Star roster. So, you know, what does that just mean to you as a player and then also for the team in Orlando?
Yeah, I think it's that's a kind of an individual but team award. I don't think there's any chance that I get to that kind of honor without line mates that I've had and teammates we've had. We have a really good group, a group that enjoys being around each other on off days and at practices. So, yeah, really cool. Kind of personal achievement. I'm very proud of that, but at the same time, yeah, it's not something that I could ever take full credit for without the help of my teammates.
Definitely. So the Solar Bears have played 19 games that went into overtime, six being the last nine that you've played. So, you know, how has that competitive level of play has been and just the excitement around that in arenas that you're in?
Yeah, we certainly like like an extra nail biter, but yeah, and I think it only helps us. I mean, obviously there's games that we'd like to kind of not have be in overtime, but yeah, a little bit of extra adversity I don't think hurts us, and we're pretty confident in our abilities as a team in overtime, and we've certainly been through it. So yeah, there's overtimes that are going to go your way and not go your way, but yeah, certainly makes it more exciting for the fan experience, that's for sure. But yeah, so just kind of the way it plays out.
Wanted to talk to you a little bit about what it's like playing for your head coach, Matt Karkner. He's in his third season there with the team. Obviously had a long NHL and AHL playing career and then was an AHL assistant coach before coming to Orlando. So how have you seen him grow and develop as a coach, being in that head role here now for your 2 years playing under him? And is he kind of let you guys do your thing, a player's coach? How does he treat you guys?
Yeah, Matt's been great. I came in with him last year and we went through as a group some growing pains earlier in that year, and we've really kind of come together as a group and as a staff, both him and Ben Holmstrom, our assistant coach. They've been great, and they've taught me a lot. I think I've been able to kind of grow as a player and as a human under them, and you know, for him being a first-time head coach, I think there was things that he was learning and us kind of learning off of him, and now in his third year, it's a real kind of solid core that we've had these past couple of years together, and we've all kind of grown up as a group. So, yeah, he's our leader. He's absolutely the most dialed in head coach I've ever played for when it comes to like, details and on and off the ice habits. He's a great guy to be around. So, we enjoy him, as a coach and as a friend off the ice. So, yeah, it's been really exciting and hopefully something that we can build towards as a group and trying to win a Kelly Cup.
So you've been with Orlando now for about four seasons, not necessarily consecutive since you did go to play overseas for a period of time. But, you know, how has your time been each season just down in Orlando? Obviously a great atmosphere and then a great barn to play in.
Yeah, Orlando's become a second home for me and my wife. I've actually met my wife down here my first year in Orlando. So when we had left for a year, we always knew we were planning on coming back. And the city has been amazing. Obviously, it's a great tourist town, but great city to play in. I think it's kind of one of those environments that you get to play in that kind of it feels like you're playing in an NHL atmosphere with a huge rink and a huge crowd on a night-in, night-out basis. And yeah, I couldn't say enough good things about the city. The organization's treated me and my family great, from top down, from the president all the way to the staff and equipment managers to ticket staff and everything like that. So it's top class in every sense of the word. And I have a great sense of pride being an Orlando Solar Bear.
21-22, you led the league in scoring. You were all ECHO first team, won the Sportsmanship Award. So a good personal season there for you. And then you went over to Europe the next season, playing in Sweden and Austria. What led to that decision? What was your experience playing in a couple of different countries over in Europe?
Yeah, leaving was a tough decision for me and my wife, just based on the fact of how comfortable we were here and how much we loved it. I think Europe was always, I mean, it's always something a pro hockey player thinks about when they're not in the NHL. And we kind of felt like if we didn't give it a chance, we might regret it after it's all said and done. And we had nothing. It wasn't a bad season over there. There was pros and cons to it, but we just felt like being here was the best for me. My wife has a really good job here in Orlando, so it just made too much sense to kind of come back and really kind of settle down. We just had our first child last year, so it felt right to be back here. And you know, they've been very accommodating to us to be coming back, and I feel very lucky to be a part of this organization that was kind of open arms for me to come back. So it's Orlando's home. I don't foresee me being anywhere else the rest of my career, and very much just like living in the sun and playing hockey.
And obviously your child's still a little young to realize what's going on, but you know, over the next few years here, if you keep playing, I'm sure it'll be fun to have them around and get to see you play. I know their dad's a pro hockey player.
Yeah, no, my daughter, she just turned 7 months old. So yeah, obviously she doesn't know how good she's got it living down here compared to snowy Canada. But yeah, it's another thing Matt has been great about. You know, I mean, he's very open. So I'm Matt for every game, usually bringing her in the locker room. And another guy on the team has two daughters as well. So it's a little bit more of a family environment this year than in years past, which is nice. And it's really cool for me to be able to play hockey in front of my daughter and kind of see her on the glass and stuff like that. So that's made this year a little bit extra special as well.
So before Orlando, you spent time with the AHL in Brampton and then also with the Growlers up in Newfoundland. So walk us through, you know, that experience of your first 2 years playing professional.
Yeah, no, it was first 2 years were a little bit of a whirlwind. I was traded a couple times in there as well. Yeah, it was real kind of learn on the fly. I got to learn from some pretty impressive coaches in Brampton. I was played for Colin Chalk, who's now out in Bakersfield, and he was really hard on me. At the time, I didn't really understand why, but no, he really molded me into turning away from being that kid that played in junior to being more of an adult playing pro hockey. So I owe a ton of credit to him, and we were a great relationship because of it, and then really enjoyed it. I mean, Brampton was a unique situation to play in, not maybe the best environment to be a pro atmosphere, but great group of guys. Still keep in touch with some guys from that team. And then yeah, I ended up going to Newfoundland year after and played for John Snowden, and loved my time in that organization when it was part of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and learned a lot again. Again, kind of just taking steps building to my pro career. And highs and lows the first couple of years. I think most guys that kind of start playing pro hockey, they think it's going to be all butterflies and rainbows and smooth sailing, and that wasn't necessarily the case for me. I went through some pretty hard times professionally and figuring out how to be an adult playing pro hockey and all that. But yeah, ton of fond memories. Again, that team as well. Still keep in touch with plenty of guys from that team as well. And then yeah, was able to find my way down to the sun during that COVID year and kind of haven't really looked back.
During your career in the OHL, you were part of the Windsor team that won the Memorial Cup in 2017. What was that experience like?
Yeah, kind of hard to put into words. It was a year where we obviously knew we were gonna be in the Memorial Cup because we were hosting it, and a lot of bad luck along the way, kind of injury wise for our team. We had a great team on paper and just couldn't find a way to get everyone healthy at the same time. So a little bit of a disappointing kind of regular season. We finished in fifth and gave ourselves a terrible matchup with London in that first round and lost in seven games. And, kind of put ourselves well, we had 44 days off between games from first round until the first game of the World Cup.
Practice.
So a lot of practice. I would say it's the worst 44 days of my life. Our head coach is Rocky Thompson, who's in the NHL now, assisting with Philadelphia Flyers. And yeah, he didn't give us any days off, really. We were pretty much 6 days on, one day off for 44 days. And his mindset back then was we needed to play six games of proper hockey and we would be fine. And we were lucky that all the guys that were injured were able to kind of come back and be ready to play for that first game of Memorial Cup. And we were certainly ready and we kind of just swept the floor with everybody. So it was a ton of fun to be able to win it at home. I was able to spend 4 years in Windsor, so felt like home at the time. And we had a great group, like most championship teams do. It was a really tight group. And yeah, definitely a moment that will stick with me forever. That's something that nobody can take away from me. And yeah, winning the World Cup was, to this point in time, the greatest moment of my career.
Then the next year, your final year in juniors, you led the league in scoring. You were named to the second All-Star team, OHL Overage Player of the Year. To get that recognition from one of the top junior leagues in the world, what did that mean to you?
Yeah, it was another really good year. I wasn't sure how it would work coming back. I started that year in Windsor again after winning the Memorial Cup. It was a very different team. A lot of guys had moved on to pro or had aged out. So started the year there with a decent group of guys, but we were definitely a team that was on the rebuilding side of things. And I ended up getting traded to Barrie, which was at the time, wasn't sure if that was going to be the greatest fit, but it turned out to be perfect. I got to play for Dale Hawerchuk, and consider that one of the biggest moments of my career. He brought me in with open arms and became very good friends with his son, Ben, who plays on South Carolina. And he went on a pretty special run, and it was a ton of fun playing that year. Got to, again, special relationships, and so personally, it was a great success and was able to kind of turn it into an NHL contract. So it was a great year to end off my junior career. Pretty lucky to be able to have the career I did in the OHL, and yeah, to be able to get those awards at the end of the year kind of really capped off that part of my life.
So rewinding back before your time with the OHL, you grew up in Ontario. So just how and when did you start playing hockey, and you know, was a future professional hockey always something you dreamed of or something you thought was going to happen?
Yeah, that's I'm a pretty prototypical Canadian kid. Started playing hockey I was skating from the moment I could remember. So yeah, my dad was a huge influence in my life with that stuff. He never pushed me too far or anything like that, but made hockey fun. And yeah, from the moment I can remember talking, I remember talking about playing hockey, and being a Toronto Maple Leaf was the team I grew up cheering for and stuff. Playing in Kingston, not too far away. So yeah, super cool to be a kid in Kingston, Ontario growing up. My dad was able to build a hockey rink in the winters and in our backyard, and tons of fond memories from that. But yeah, no, from the time I was walking, I was skating.
Not sure how much you thought about your future. I mean, I assume you want to play for as long as you can and enjoy it, but have you thought about your post-hockey career? Do you want to stay involved in the game somehow, coaching, scouting, or do you want to break away completely and have a fresh start when you're done playing?
No, I know I'll be in hockey for the rest of my life in some capacity. I think to me, hockey's not a job. It's still a kid's game that we get paid for. So, love to play for as long as I physically can, whether that be 1 year, 5 year, 10 years. Remains to be seen. But yeah, no, I'd love to be a coach one day. I think that's something that would definitely drive me post hockey career. But no, hockey's given me everything professionally, and I'd love to be able to give some of that back after I'm done playing.
Awesome. We're going to move in here to some random rapid fire questions just to get to know you better, to let the fans know you better.
Yep.
First one we have here, favorite and least favorite team to play against in the league.
Favorite team to play against?
That's probably a harder question.
That's a harder question. I mean, we've had some good success personally and team-wise against Greenville this year. I mean, we've played them 1,000 times, but least favorite team to play against, I think, as a Solar Bear, and I think pretty much everyone else in the league playing against Florida is not that much fun, and they're the champs, and you know, if you're going to want to win a Kelly Cup, you're going to have to go through them at some point, so I'll just say them.
Other than the Kia Center, because obviously that would be your favorite, what is your favorite road arena to play in?
I do like playing in Greenville. I think their ice is great. Maybe the environment's probably better in Jacksonville or Florida or somewhere like that, but I like Greenville as a city, and same with Savannah. I mean, every place in the South is a great place to play, so
yeah.
It's hard to kind of pick one.
Okay. Do you have any pregame rituals?
Nothing crazy. Yeah, I would just say same handshakes with the same guys and stuff like that. But no, I'm not any sort of weirdo doing crazy stuff before a game.
If you're able to choose any player in the league to skate on a line with you, even for just one game, who would you want it to be?
Cool. I mean, I think it's Hawkins down in Toledo's kind of scoring at an insane pace. So if I could get on his line for maybe a game or so and give me 5 or 6 points, that wouldn't be bad. But yeah, I mean, there's this league is becoming leaps and bounds better than where it was in the past. And there's every team you could find 10 to 15 players of high quality. So, but yeah, sure, we'll just go with Hawk. He's scoring 10,000 goals. So,
which teammate would you not want to be stuck on a deserted island with, and why? And maybe who would you want to be stuck on with?
I mean, not want to stuck on an island. I would probably say maybe Anthony Bardaro, not because he's a bad guy or anything like that, but he's the most anxious guy in the world and doesn't like any sort of situation like flying or something like that. He's freaking out. So I can't imagine us being deserted on an island. Wouldn't be the greatest. maybe stuck on an island with Braden Lowe is kind of the guy with an answer for everything. So maybe that guy could figure it out, but we'll see.
All right, one with an easy one, because I can already know what your answer is going to be, but who's going to win the Four Nations face-off?
I mean, you got to hope Canada, but I mean, I don't think I'd be surprised if any of those four countries won it.
Awesome. All right, well, that's all we have for you today, Aaron. We appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule here to chat with us, to get the fans to know you a little bit better, and we wish you and the Solar Bears nothing but luck in the rest of the season here.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. Yep.
We thank Aaron again for his time today joining us on this week's episode of the ECHO Ice Level Podcast. Thanks everyone out there for listening. Make sure you rate, like, and subscribe our podcast on your preferred podcast platform. Make sure you're following us on social media at ECHO Hockey on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and at ECHO on X. Enjoy all the games this weekend, and we'll be back with another episode of the ECHO Ice Level Podcast next week.